boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Well, I was really looking forward to faking my identity this week, and all of that plans have gone through the toilet.
Would the feds get on you or what?
I probably risky. Wouldn't be here if they did.
Yeah, this sounds like a risky plan.
Okay, so I live in a house and I've got a neighbor man, and there's a house across the street. We have fallen in love with it. We always joke we're going to buy that house one day because it's so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Well, it went up for sale.
Oh.
So we have this plot. What we were going to do is... that we were going to call the realtor and we were going to set up a time to see this house. And when we walk in, we were going to be like, oh my God, we're madly in love and we plan on getting engaged next week. And This is going to be our forever home. Like, we had this all planned out. I was like, do we come out of the house that's across the street and we walk across the street to this house? Or do we go into our cars, go around the block a couple of times and we act like we don't even know about this neighborhood? Like, what do? We had it all planned out, Taylor. House is already pending, so we can't do this now.
No.
I know, but that was our plan, is we were going to fake being like engaged couple who's madly in love and we're filthy rich and we can afford this house. We can't.
Boy, yeah, that's like the best thing ever. I love scrolling on Zillow looking at stuff I can't afford.
Right?
So I get the fantasy of being like, why not just go look at it?
I was going to even wear my fancy jewelry and everything.
Your pearls.
You know, the ones I got Forever 21, not the ones at the dollar store.
The realtor will not clock that. Absolutely not.
Neighbor man and I are going to fake our identities and pretend that we are some filthy rich couple who's about to get engaged in a couple weeks, all because we want to visit this house and see what it looks like inside.
You don't want them to like suss you out and be like, well, we're not gonna let them look at this. Yeah, they're not even together. They're not married. They're not gonna afford this.
Yeah. I don't want them to know. So we wanted to like completely put on this character, this whole thing, just so that we could see inside the neighbor's house.
Yeah, you're going for sale. Completely DeLulu. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie, but it is a great idea.
It is a great idea. I'm thinking, can we make this a thing? Can we make this into a little hobby of ours that we just like fake an identity? Hear me out, okay?
Okay, we're tiptoeing a line of full-on crazy.
I think I'm there. My sister went taste testing, because she's legitimately engaged, okay? Went taste testing for different catering businesses to see which one she wants to have at her wedding. Some of them charge you. I know that she got charged $35 to taste test their food, see if she wanted them. Then there's some places that don't charge you. What if we start pretending we're engaged and we get free food? I'm kidding. I don't know if I could actually do that, but it's kind of a genius idea if you think about it.
I'm just saying, now hear me out. If you find a cake place, a cupcake place, I'm willing to play sister wife. I am.
Here's what's hot and what's not. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
How much happier would you be if you could escape the office and instead do your same work from, I don't know, a beach or a mountain?
This is all too good to be true.
Or a hot tub, or I could keep going wherever you want to go.
Too good to be true.
It's not. People are taking what they're calling hush trips, which I've seen all over TikTok. And the issue is that you could get yourself into trouble, because basically a hush trip is you taking a vacation while working remotely. So I'm sure you kind of have to be somebody that does that regularly or has hybrid or whatever. You have that ability. But you don't let your boss know that you're actually going on vacation.
Oh.
The mindset is, well, I can do my job from home. Why can't I do my job from somewhere else? So they'll go out to, I don't know, Florida or whatever beach vacation they want to. They'll still get their stuff done. They'll take meetings. They just don't let anybody know that they're doing all that work from a vacation spot.
This is genius.
I am so here for it, and I'm already calculating in my brain how can I do the radio from a beach.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, can you cover for me, Taylor? Because we have the equipment for us to broadcast anywhere.
True.
You know what I'm saying? All you have to do is run the board here.
Why do you get to go and I have to stay?
Well, I don't know. I'm the older one. Doesn't the older one get to have the one?
You're going to be a, what are they called? A snowbird and go down to Florida when it gets cold out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you can stay here. You can press the buttons and then cover for me. If they're like, hey, have you seen Destiny in the office? You'd just be like, oh, I think she's out in a meeting somewhere. And then they'll never know. And then if they don't see me in the studio, just be like, oh, she went to the bathroom.
Don't ask.
It's going to be a really long time in the bathroom, though, so don't expect her anytime soon. She's having problems down there.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that for you. Don't do that for me.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I don't mean to brag, but I found out today that one of my cats is a protege, a genius, if you will, and I would like to say that he is bilingual.
Whoa.
So
that's impressive for a cat.
Short backstory. My apartment was being shown today because I'm not re-signing my lease. So I packed up the kids, my two cats, in their carriers, and because I didn't want strangers in there with my kitty cats. So I packed them up in their carriers and took them down to my car, and I had a little stakeout outside to see when the landlord got there. But they hate their carriers. They never leave the house. They are indoor cats. So they were crying and meowing a lot more than I really ever hear them. They're not very vocal. And I picked up on something that my boy cat, Romeo, sounds like he's learned English recently. And there's one word that I think he's learned that I want to know if you can pick up on.
Did he just say hello?
He says hello. So that first noise is Toulouse, my girl cat, who was just so upset. And then Romeo, the first time he did that, went, hello. I was like, no way. There is just absolutely no way. And I thought that he wasn't going to do it again. But I pulled out my phone and started recording, obviously. And then he kept doing it.
He's like, hello, do you hear me down here?
That's exactly what he was saying, because his carrier was down on the floor. So now I'm like, what do I do with this? Who do I call? Who can book my cat to be in commercials? All the things. Everybody saw the Super Bowl commercial of the cat saying mayo.
That's true. Your cat, maybe you actually could say mayo.
Well, I'm thinking, where can we go with hello? Let's get Romeo with Adele, okay? The mashup of the century. It's me.
There's so many options.
Make it happen. So I have a genius cat. It sounds nuts to say out loud, but this morning I discovered that my cat Romeo can say the word hello.
Oh God, my heart's on fire. It's adorable and I'm so proud as a pet parent.
Oh, I would be too. Now I'm kind of curious, because I've never had cats before and I've never had a dog say a word before. So we've been asking, when did you catch your pet saying a human word? Isaac, what was it for you?
Well, I actually have an orange cat and he will as well say hello sometimes. He'll just do this at like 2 a.m, waking everyone up.
I can't tell if that's a thing to be proud of or something that you probably are annoyed of.
It's half pride, half annoyance.
I hope my Romeo doesn't start doing that.
No, that would be really annoying.
Have you ever had a pet that spoke real words?
None of my pets that I can remember off the top of my head ever spoke any words, but the neighbor man has a cat. I think she's a freaking genius as well.
They're so smart.
Cats are so smart. Because we like to call my place the little palace. She loves my place. Mm-hmm. It's like an escape because he's a dog as well. And she don't really like the dog. So my place is a little castle, a little escape room. So I'm like, hey, you want to come to the palace? I swear to God, she'd be like, yeah. And a little
she
cute.
Says, yeah?
She says, yeah. I've asked her other things too. I'm like, oh, would you like a pet? And I swear to God, she goes, yeah. Like a little, I don't know, cat meow, yeah. I swear to God, you ask her something, she says yeah. This has happened on multiple occasions.
Does she know no, or does she just say yes?
She only knows
yeah
that I have. I should ask her a ton of things. Am I your favorite? Yeah.
I wonder if she could read your future.
Oh, will I be a millionaire? Yeah.
So Destiny humiliated me in the drive-thru earlier today.
What did I do?
We went for...
You didn't tell me about this.
Dude, I feel like the drive-thru, you're always a little self-conscious because they're like, have a great day. And you're like, thanks, you enjoy it too. And you're like, oh my God, why did I just say that? It wasn't that situation. You were riding shotgun and we were going and getting a little snack and sodas and you gave me your debit card. And I look at it before I hand it to the person and your entire family photo is on the front of your debit card, which I hate to throw you under the bus, but it's creepy.
You think so?
I think that's weird. I handed the McDonald's employee a photo of your family on your debit card.
It really is my entire family. It is my sister's. There's a nephew on there. There is my dad, my stepmom. The whole family's on it.
I've seen custom debit cards. I've never seen anybody use a family portrait.
I thought it was a cute photo myself. So that's the whole reason I used it. It is an old photo. I do need to update it.
It's blurry. It's pixelated. I don't know.
I think I look hot in it. That's why I picked it.
Has anybody ever asked for your number after you gave them your debit card or?
Nope. Actually, no, you say that. That has not happened. But a lot of people comment on it and they go, oh, is this your whole family? And now that you say that, I guess that is a weird reaction again.
I think it might be time to order a new card.
I'll just put a hot selfie on there with my phone number at the bottom. Call me.
Okay, then I'm not taking your card from you ever again.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win. Nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Remember when we discovered that I'm really bad about reading the room?
You are. I'm sorry. I got to throw you under the bus. You're terrible at reading the room. If everybody's in a bad mood, you're like, hey, let me bring up this thing that's going to make you more upset. So what is it today? Because now I just know that I'm going to leave you angry.
Well, I didn't really think about this until just now. But I know yesterday you were really upset with me because I gave you a trivia question that had to do with chocolate Easter bunnies. And what part of the Easter bunny do Americans bite into first? And then you got mad at me and you were like, can you bring any chocolate Easter bunny if you're going to do something like this?
Yeah, because you said, oh, what do you choose? Like the head or the feet? And I was like, wow, it would be nice to know if I had a chocolate bunny to bite into. So yeah, you didn't bring me one. And I was upset about it because we spent all of Let's Get Quizzical talking about these chocolate bunnies and you didn't even bring them for us to eat while we talked about them.
And I promised you I would bring you what I quote, a truckload of chocolate bunnies.
Yeah, you said that this would not happen again because I was honestly pretty irritable.
Well, and I don't have chocolate bunnies for you.
And you know what? That's fine because listener Michael, friend of the show, thank God for him because he knew you were going to forget. And I walked into work today and I had not one but two chocolate bunnies on my desk.
Oh, thank God, Michael.
And he threw you under the bus in his little note that he left.
Oh, dear Lord.
He said, I have a feeling that Destiny forgot and I don't want you to be left hanging. So I'm good. Go ahead.
Am I safe?
But no thanks to you.
Did Michael save me? Am I on your good terms now?
I just don't trust you.
Okay. Well.
But go on.
Because I didn't read the room. The question tonight is about how many chocolate bunnies are produced each year.
Well, I know there's two because I have two and you have zero.
Michael didn't get me any.
You did nothing to deserve them. 1559 says 1 billion.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. I wonder, it does make me wonder, like, are those a thing in different countries? I'm sure people celebrate Easter in different ways.
I would assume
so. Is this
a
worldwide phenomenon?
I have no idea. Well, there's all shapes and sizes of bunnies, too. You got the normal sizes. I mean, Michael got you a big one and a small one.
Uh-huh. And then there's, like, some fancy schmancy ones now that are, like, Reese's ones that are full of peanut butter. It's crazy, man.
What?
Yeah. They're, like, 10 pounds a bunny. It's crazy.
I didn't know that. I'm going to hit the store after this. 4273 said 5 million.
That sounds like a big number to me. I don't know. 9421 says, I would guess 5,000, but my real answer is... not enough. There's never enough chocolate bunnies. And I live by that. Thank you very much.
Every day.
You read my mind.
About how many chocolate bunnies are produced each year? What do you think it is?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
holy cow. 90 million chocolate bunnies are produced each year. Taylor's like, I can't count that high.
That's a lot.
That's so many.
I wonder, like, are they available? These are questions you probably don't know the answers to, but let me just say them out loud to get them into the universe.
I have one question too, but you go on.
Are they available year round and they just don't like put them out at every store? Do you go to specific stores that they always just have some Easter bunny chocolates packed in the back? Or like, why are we making 90 million chocolate bunnies?
That's a little too much. My question is, of the 90 million, how many will be 50% off come Monday? Asking for a friend, because I will be there when the stores are open at 8 a.m.
Well, I think you've got a pretty good chance.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's the type of day where you are getting nothing done at work and you just stare out the window and think about all of the possibilities of things you could be doing instead.
Crap, how did you know?
Because I'm doing it too.
Oh, okay, good. I mean, long as the boss isn't hearing any of this.
I just like peeked over my shoulder and the sky is blue. I know it's not that warm out there, but it looks amazing. It looks like spring. Mm-hmm. The grass is green. I'm thinking about like going on a picnic. I don't know why. It's the first thing that I'm fantasizing about.
The first thing I'm fantasizing about is sitting in a chair and tanning.
Oh.
Even though my body does not tan, it just sunburns. So well, I become a lobster.
You got a little time before that because I think it's much colder out there than it actually looks.
I'd be freezing if I was in a bikini today.
I'm glad you didn't show up in a bikini today, respectfully.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Think about that one roommate in college that just drove you nuts because they were honestly a nightmare to live with. Because you can draw from those experiences of your own and give your best advice today for Dear Destiny.
Dear Destiny, I just moved into an apartment with a girl I was acquainted with during college, but I've never been super close with. Over the last few weeks, I've noticed shirts of mine being moved around in my closet. They smell like perfume, even deodorant stains on them. I'm 99% sure my roommate is wearing my stuff without even asking. What should I do?
Ooh.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yep. Had a roommate like that and had a sister like that. So I get that. Been there, done that.
Didn't even think about this. That's so sister behavior.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I think you need to do. Take all of your clothes that are in your closet currently. Sell it all. All of it. Every single one of it. Because you already just said it's ruined. It's got deodorant stains. So sell it. Make some money. Make some profit off of it. And then what I want you to do is go to Amazon.com. And there's some options here. Get yourself a couple UPS costumes. Now you could just get the hat, $17.
You mean like the uniforms that they wear?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can get the hat for $17.88. You can get a t-shirt for $22. Or if you want to go the sexy route, they do have a sexy UPS costume for $77. And you just make your whole closet a UPS closet. And then when she comes in to try to borrow more, her only option is the UPS outfit.
Wow.
That's what you do.
I think you'd definitely notice if she started showing up in a UPS uniform.
You would.
Okay, let's hear from everybody else because there's probably some different points of views on how this girl should handle this situation. So what would you do if you were pretty sure that your roommate was wearing your clothes without asking you? Let us know.
It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
The last person you want to be worried about stealing your stuff is your own roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what this girl who wrote into us at thosegirls@kzia.com needed help with today. She said that she moved into an apartment with a girl that she like knew from college, but wasn't besties by any means with this girl, and started to notice her stuff in her closet was being placed in shelves and hanging in places that she didn't put them. And, oh, this shirt smells like perfume that isn't mine. And, oh, there's a deodorant stain on that, but I haven't worn that shirt yet. So clearly the roommate's wearing her stuff without asking. So she didn't really know how to handle this. Jamie, what would you do?
I would tell my roommate that she needs to stop doing that and needs to ask me if she can borrow something.
Would you still let her, like, after you knew that she's been stealing it and not even taking the time to wash it or anything, and she started asking, would you let her borrow it, or would you be like, nope, you're cut off, no more?
I mean, there's a lot of variables because it depends on what kind of relationship we have. Like, most of the time, though, I'm pretty much down for people to borrow my stuff as long as they return it in the same condition that they borrowed it.
Right. Like, no deodorant stains or perfume that isn't my own.
No, 100%. 5054 texted in and they said, you literally just take everything you know that has been worn and lay it out on her bed. But I want to know, do you do this before she gets home? Do you do this while she's home? When do you do this?
It's like a crime scene layout.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I would want to do it before she got home so she could walk into it and have that moment of like, uh-oh,
she knows
I've been caught.
If you've got a problem, Destiny can solve it. Email thosegirls at kzia.com. Z102.9.
The absolute best people or person to follow or group on Facebook is my hometown police department.
You don't live there anymore.
I know, but I still follow them on Facebook and it is so much fun.
What is the Vinton Police Department posting about?
So what they do is they post their like police log of the week. And what that means is they tell you the charges that they did of people for the week. So they tell you the age, where they're from, and the type of charge that they got. Like this one is an assault first offense. And then they go into Then they go into zero juvenile referrals for the week. They go into 5 code enforcement violations, parking violations times 2, junk vehicles times 2. They tell you all these things, how many traffic violations they cited for the week, all these things. It is the funnest thing to read for the week because I'm like, ooh, what's going on in my hometown? Who's making some criminal things? It is the funnest thing. I love when I read it and I know the people too.
I was going
to
say, you're looking to see if you recognize any names.
And I'm like, oh, that's a classmate. Oh, that's a former boss.
Oh, love that. Now you make me want to go follow my hometown police page. But what I did do back in college when I lived in Iowa City, after like a big weekend of going out to the bars or partying or whatever, it would be Sunday morning and, you know, you'd roll over and drink your Mountain Dew and pop an ibuprofen. And then you'd check out the Iowa City police blotter because it was the same thing where it would list all of the arrests or tickets that were from the night before. And you'd be like, man, Timmy got busted last night.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Would you consider yourself a sports person?
You can't even say it with a straight face. No. What did I call basketball? What I said they were hoops.
Well, yeah, there are hoops. You struggle. Okay, the long story short,
I couldn't tell you how they make a shot or whatever those things are called.
I found a new career path for you. And before you say no to anything, it is sort of down a sports path because I saw that this was going viral today, this new position. And I was like, wow, this screams destiny because there is a company hiring a wiener connoisseur. And
What?
I saw a wiener connoisseur and I was like, God, if I know anybody that could do that, it's probably Destiny 100%. So there's an online gambling site. It's called BetUS. They are looking to hire a wiener connoisseur.
I knew you'd be fit for this position. What do I do? Eat hot dogs?
Sort of. So there's a lot to this. You would visit all 30 major league ballparks around the country.
Deal.
Which is cool. I know that's a lot of people's bucket list is to go to every
stadium.
That's
my sister, my oldest sister. She's already been to like half of them.
Nice. Okay, so you get to go to every single one and they buy your game tickets. The travel is covered. You also get paid $2,500. So that's what you make off this. Okay. And your job at these ballparks is to check out the wieners. Okay.
I like me some wieners.
You get
yeah.
to taste test them, but that doesn't, it doesn't really matter if they taste good. You're not there to rank them on.
Can I put ketchup on them?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can do whatever you want taste-wise, because that's not what matters. They want you to measure the weenies, okay? Mm-hmm. They would like to know the length of the weenies. They would like to know the diameter. They would like to know how heavy the weenie is, because then you've gone to every...
Am I bringing a measuring tape?
You're probably bringing a measuring tape. They want to know who has the biggest and the smallest weenie in the MLB. Can you handle that?
Oh, I can handle that. Don't you worry.
If there's any woman for the job, it's you.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I did the strangest thing at my high school prom back in, well, every year, 2012, 2013, and 2014. It is the known thing to do in Vinton-Shelbsburg that if you work at Fairway, which is the local grocery store, that when you are going to prom, you have to stop at the grocery store and show off your outfit. So yeah, right before prom, because we did dinner here in Cedar Rapids. So before we got in the limo and everything, mm-hmm. we, all of us who worked at Fairway, went down the aisles in our prom dresses, in our tuxedos, took photos in the produce section.
No.
No, seriously, go there, my Facebook. You were going to see photos of me in the produce section in my prom dress every year, 2012, 2013, and 2014. That is the thing you do in Vinton if you work at the Fairway.
I'm still so confused by this, because you mentioned it to me as we were just like chit-chatting about everybody's prom is a little bit different, mm-hmm. right? But you were like, yeah, we will go to the grocery store. And I was like, hey, what? Wait, why do you do that? Now, do other people go to their places of work? Like if I work at the rec center, do I go to the rec center and take pictures with them? Or you don't, you just know because you worked at the grocery store?
I don't think the other like businesses do that. It's just the thing to do at Fairway. I bet you they still do it to this day. It was done years before me as like I was an underclassman mm-hmm. and I was working there as like a little part-time bagger, that upperclassmen would come in their prom dresses and tuxedos. It's like a thing. I bet you they still do it to this day.
Do people know about this? Like, it's like, okay, show up to Fairway mm-hmm. at 6 p.m. to see the
Oh yeah, and you show? Like, you are like almost like, I don't know, looked down on if you didn't come in
what?
Your dress. Yeah, you have to, Taylor. Everybody wants to see you. That is your red carpet, is the Fairway produce section the night of prom. That's your red carpet, baby.
Well, did you pick up any snacks, though?
No, I didn't pick up a turnip and then go to prom or anything. No, nothing like that.
Why would you pick a turnip?
I don't know.
Out of everything.
It's in the produce section. We want to know, what odd thing did you do at your prom?
Because this is weird. I'm sorry. I am sorry to the Vinton Fairway employees. This is odd.
But I promise you, this year at the Z102.9 adult prom, I'm not going to hit up Fairway. Maybe I will.
I'll come with if there's snacks.
Taylor thinks I'm absolutely nuts because for my sophomore, junior, and senior prom, before we even went and hit the dance floor, you had to stop at the local grocery store, Vinton Fairway, and you had to go aisle to aisle and show off your prom dress if you worked there. Oh, you only did this if you worked there, because it'd be weird if
That's important to mention.
Yeah, if you didn't work there, you didn't do that. But yeah, you had to show it off to all your coworkers. Everybody wanted to see what you looked like that night, because you usually took it off inventory night. So everybody was kind of mad that you had that night off anyways, and they wanted to see what you looked like.
Wow. But and there's photo evidence. It's nuts. She's in front of like apples and stuff in a gown.
It's cool. 4054 texted in. They said, my kids went to Bend Community and I didn't even know that was a thing at the Vinton Fairway. So she's like, I'm totally going to Fairway on prom to check it out. She's going to sit in a chair in aisle one, or they're going to sit in a chair in aisle one, and they're going to just wait for
That's
all
what I'm
the
saying.
Students.
Why not? Awesome.
Hey, wait for all the, because it's all of them. Even not just the Vinton prom. The Vinton kids did it because they also worked at the Vinton Fairway.
Oh.
The Center Point kids did it because they also worked at the Vinton Fairway. So mm-hmm. just find out when all those proms are and sit in aisle one.
Show up those days. Anna, what about you? What weird thing did you do at prom?
I have to get on this grocery store bandwagon saying I worked at Hy-Vee in 2004 and 2005, and that's what we did for my prom.
You would go and what, just like take group pictures with all of your coworkers?
Yeah. You like walk around the store and like go to everybody's department.
See? It's oh the my thing, Taylor. Gosh.
I guess I missed
that. This is in Iowa City, so it's not just a small town thing.
See, I didn't know everybody did it. That's cool.
Yeah.
Apparently this is a thing, and I am the crazy one, I guess. We did not do this, but at Anamosa, I don't know if this is weird, so I guess you tell me.
Got it.
At Anamosa, I went to prom 2015, 2014, 2013. I had two older sisters who went to multiple proms, and this has been a thing forever, and that is what we call Grand March.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if you did this, but you would normally like get ready for the day and then you would meet somewhere with your prom group to get photos done. And then I think we would head to the high school and our prom committee was in charge of setting up like a big display, whatever the theme was for the year. And it was kind of like a fashion show. You would go with your date, or if you didn't have a date, you'd go with your girlfriends or guy friends, and you would walk the runway to show off your dress.
We had that too, but it was kind of a tradition that even underclassmen went and supported upperclassmen.
Oh.
I didn't go to it as an underclassman, but like underclassmen wanted to go see what, like, oh, what's the trends for the prom dresses? And they would go support them. And I don't know if your school did this, but they would do a whole like thing. They'd be like, and coming out is Taylor.
Yeah, I feel like they said our parents' names. It was like son of blah, blah, blah.
And she likes long walks on the beach.
Oh, I don't know about
that. No, they didn't do that? Oh.
No, but there was always a proposal. Did you ever have any proposals?
Shut up! What?
Every year, at least one. And here's the thing. I don't know if they're still together. I don't want to dog on it. But at every prom grand march, somebody was getting down on a knee.
Hey, that happened to you?
Do I have a ring on my finger? No.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.